Hey, this is the Magic Band, and you're watching my homeboy, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Not only do we give the people what they want, the NBA is thinking of new and creative ways to give the people what they want as well. And the latest, reported from Shams Charania, is that the NBA is considering going to Disney World, setting up camp in Disney World, and playing the playoffs, maybe a tournament, maybe finishing the regular season and the playoffs. Jalen, what is your reaction to this new information?
Anything that's going to get us closer to playing live sports, I'm all for it. I think this calendar year, 2020, we're over the idea, in my opinion, we should be, of playing with fans in the stands. I just don't see that happening. But however, for pro sports, I think this is something you can pull off. Basketball doesn't have the numbers that football does. I think it'd be a great destination. I think the Disney Corporation is used to hosting, obviously, big events and large crowds and have massive real estate. So I love this thought and idea, and I might as well book my ticket. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of like this too. I kind of love this because they have the infrastructure. They have the hotels. And one of the things that you can do is you can say, listen, we'll have testing and bring your family. This is great for the kids. Like, imagine if I brought my kids to like a basically empty hotel in Disney World, and they had the slides to themselves. They had all the lobby to themselves, all the playgrounds to themselves. It would just be amazing. Like, I think it would be fun. Now, I think it would be difficult to stay in one section of Orlando for an extended period of time. Obviously, if you're in the NBA Finals, say, that gets you up to like a 40-day burn. You're probably going to have to play games every other day. But this is something that seems possible. And I am so hopeful that we will get NBA action again, Jalen. And some people are working a little harder to get ready for the NBA season to return. We've seen some videos of people shooting and staying in the gym and working hard. We've also heard from Giannis Antetokounmpo and Jason Tatum, who say they haven't even put a single shot up yet. Well, that's changed for Jason Tatum. If you can see from his Instagram, Jason Tatum and his little son getting some shots up on the big deuce that he got in the driveway. Jalen, do you think he's working on his 6-foot jump shot with a 6-foot hoop, or do you think he's going to get that up to 10 and get some shots up?
That won't get up to 10 feet for years, probably. That's going to be straight for his little man. No doubt about it. That's why he got his name on it. Big deuce, everything like that. That's you right there. He was in the league, made the all-star game, and didn't have a basketball hoop. Now it's a pandemic. He like, you know what? I know what I'm about to do. You're about to start working on your game. So who's about to be playing on that hoop? What do you think?
Well, I think that he's definitely going to get some shots up, because I think that there are some teams that can kind of feel it. You know, I mean, we've heard some reports from one from CNBC that there are some executives that don't want the season to return. But you know what those executives are? In the lottery.
Right?
You can tell me. They're lottery teams. The lottery teams are the people that are rooting against this. And the teams with legit title championship contention, they're ready to go to Disney World for the next 3 months. They're ready for anything you throw at them. And I can't wait for the NBA to come back. And Jalen, it is time for News That Matters. In these days of quarantining and social distancing, it's hard to feel a sense of community outside those that you are in a home with. But Jalen, your great city of Detroit just lifted my heart. Take a look at some of your people in the streets of Detroit. Look at that, Jalen Rose.
Hey.
Tell me about that.
You know, that 313. You know what I'm saying? We all about that step and all about that slide and that glide. You know what I'm saying? Even during tough times like this, Jacoby, you got to uplift. And what better way to do it than dance and slide and step and step? What you know about that? Y'all don't do that at family gatherings?
No, it just makes me so happy just to see your face light up when you see that video. That's exactly how I felt as well. It's like, you know what? This is hard. We're stuck inside with our families, but we can still take to the streets, stay 6 feet away, and dance. Makes me so happy. Well, Aaron Rodgers might not be happy about who the Packers drafted, and a former quarterback for the Packers has some thoughts. We'll share that with you after this.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
No longer live from Pier 17, but still brought to you by Heineken. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's been a lot of discussion about how Aaron Rodgers feels about the Packers drafting Jordan Love. Well, one person that I really wanted to hear from, we have heard from, and that is Brett Favre, who said this. It's Rich Eisen.
I think Aaron will finish somewhere else. That's my gut. But I guarantee you, it's got the wheels turning in Aaron's mind. Which if that's the case, then that means that there's a chip on his shoulder towards the organization that otherwise was not there. And so all he needs is a reason other than this reason to expedite that.
Got the wheels turning, Jalen. Got the wheels turning. Do you think those wheels are turning in Aaron Rodgers' mind that he may, like Tom Brady, end up wearing a different uniform?
Absolutely. And it isn't breaking news. It's refreshing when you can hear somebody like Brett Favre be as honest as he can be on the topic. But we knew when Jordan Love got drafted that the clock started ticking. Everybody knew that. And based on NFL player salaries, it's only a matter of time that he's going to get an opportunity to play. And the Packers will be shopping Aaron Rodgers and trying to basically move him while they still feel like they can get optimum value. So like KRS-One said, it's not about a salary. It's all about reality. Yeah, they paid him. But the reality is he's going to end up somewhere else at some point.
And the reality is we've seen time and time again in this league, having a quarterback on their rookie deal and building around that with higher priced players seems to be a format for success. Having an extremely expensive quarterback doesn't always get you the results that you want. Well, there's another quarterback who definitely is going to be changing uniforms, and that is a gentleman by the name of Andy Dalton, who's been released by the Bengals. And this got me thinking, right now, Bill Belichick is outside of his house, like John Cusack, just outside his house. Social distancing, but still just ready to swoon the red rocket over to New England. Bill Belichick, he heard this news. He got right in the car, put the hoodie on, and he is right now going to sign Andy Dalton. Jalen, am I crazy to think that Dalton will play for the Pats?
I'm just disappointed you guys don't have his dog with him. Man's best friend. Come on, you guys.
Nike.
He helped his draft some players and everything. Come on, y'all. Gotta give him some love. You know, I'm not sure that Andy Dalton has what it takes to be a consistent starting quarterback anymore, Jacoby. Now, somebody giving him an opportunity is something different. I feel like they may be as comfortable with what's in their building right now than to bring in Andy Dalton. Now, if they did it, we'll see if he can resurrect himself into a winning quarterback and a more productive one than he's been the last couple of years. If anybody can resurrect them, it would be Bill Belichick. But it just pains me to hear all of these teams making moves at quarterback potentially. We're talking about what the Pats going to do and what the Packers did and what the Eagles did and what the Saints did. The Miami Dolphins did because the Lions didn't take Tua.
Something tells me that we will be talking about the Lions' number three draft pick that they didn't take Tua on for like the next decade to come. I can't wait until he holds up the Lombardi trophy in that Dolphins uniform and you're just in the corner crying as you watch it happen. Well, There is one thing that's consistent with you, which is being a Lions fan. And also, you are always a fan of athletes getting paid by the franchise. You know, you're always a fan of that. You want athletes to get every pay that is owed to them. And Clay Matthews has gone to pretty extreme steps to make that happen. He has filed a grievance against the Los Angeles Rams, saying, you owe me money that was guaranteed. Where is my money? Jalen, how does it get to this?
I told you, Jacoby, early 2000s, in reverse, the Bulls might as well have tried to do this to Scottie Pippen. Didn't I tell you what happened in the hot tub in the steam room before this documentary came out? What did I tell you I was in the steam room with Scottie Pippen saying? Oh, it's going to be a great year. We got Tyson and Eddie. You coming back to run with the squad. What did I tell you that Scottie looked me in the face and said?
He said, I don't know about all that, but we're not trying to be successful. I'm just trying to get paid.
That's how it gets this way. Clay Matthews, he didn't become an all-pro with the Rams. And Ty Gurley didn't have a good season last year. But they fulfilled their obligations, Pam. Come on, Rams. Come on now. Don't have these
if you owe me... If you owe me $200, I might not chase you down for it. But if you owe me $2 million, I'm doing everything I possibly can. I'm not leaving Los Angeles. Social distancing, I'll be outside your house. Like, I'm getting paid for sure. Wait, Gronk, give me my money. Jalen, we talk a lot about quarterbacks that may or may not be leaving their team. But there's one quarterback in the NFL, it's a superstar, seems to keep disrespecting his team. Tell you who that is after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, the second that DeAndre Hopkins was traded, the first thing you pointed out was this isn't going to make Deshaun Watson happy. And Deshaun Watson might not be in a Texans uniform for the rest of his career. And then he showed up wearing a Miami Dolphins t-shirt at a workout. And the latest is he was on a Twitch session. And he was asked just a simple question. Who are your favorite teammates that you've ever had? And he said, you know, Honey Badger and DeAndre Hopkins, two players which are no longer on the Texans. Am I reading too much into this by thinking he is just subtweeting his team every chance he gets and he is going to leave the Texans?
You know what's crazy, Jacoby? And you and I constantly texting each other and or talking about the games that are taking place on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. And those happen to be two of my favorite players too. Honey Badger plays my favorite position. I've been rooting for him, overcome his turbulence at a couple of different situations to be in a Super Bowl champ. He's always been a Swiss Army knife. And Hopkins, people do him a disservice by saying one of the best receivers in the game. He's one of the best players in the game. And for all of a sudden, you look up and you Deshaun Watson, they're on other teams, the organization is going to have to pick. I'm telling you right now. If Bill O'Brien is there, he will not be there long-term, Deshaun Watson. Book it.
You know, it's been a really puzzling offseason for the Texans. And Bill O'Brien is really on the hot seat. Because when you think about this, is not only do you trade away DeAndre Hopkins, and sometimes I understand you have to trade a player of that caliber for chemistry issues, or the relationship's just not working out, or it's not a fit. But it's what you get back is really head-scratching. And then you have DeAndre Hopkins, your best player, coming out and saying that you had no relationship with him. Like, if you can't have that if you're Bill O'Brien. So he leaves the team, you don't get enough back for him, and then on record, DeAndre Hopkins says you have no relationship with him. What do you think that means for Bill O'Brien's future?
I think Bill O'Brien and Matt Patricia have gone to new jobs and have done, in Bill O'Brien's case, moderately well. They've made the playoffs a few years. I thought they were more talented in a couple of seasons than they actually fared. But then all of a sudden, you start looking down at their roster, and you losing players like the ones we just mentioned and Jadeveon Clowney. That's not making your squad better. And then I look at Matt Patricia in Detroit and what about him headed out the door. And those two guys as head coaches, I think that Patriot privilege – ran a little thin with players. I think that's going to affect those squads recruiting, and because all of the players talk. It ultimately, for the Texans to make their quarterback any amends, trust me, it's going to be to part ways with Bill O'Brien.
You know what? I'm really upset about this quarantine because you need a hug. You know what I mean? I can tell you're really upset about the Lions right now. You keep bringing them back up. I can see in your body language. Like, man, when social distancing is over, I'm just going to give you a big hug, buddy. It's all right. It is time for the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
And now, the Don't Get Fired topic of the day.
Much like communication and even socializing with your friends, education has turned into an online conference call environment. We've all been on the different Zoom things. If you have kids like me, you know they've got more Zoom meetings than a CEO. Well, one professor at the University of Miami was leading one of these meetings, and you share your screen when you do so. And Jalen Rose, don't get us fired, but this professor on one of his tabs on his browser was looking at porn.
Oh, really? What school was it?
It was the University of Miami. You're one of your favorite schools, the University of Miami.
You know what?
So I just now realized. And he was fired.
I'm a college graduate. Maybe I could take a master's, but I have another year of eligibility. I need to go and play for the Hurricanes and take his class. That's what I need.
Well, you can't take his class because he got fired. And not only that, he should have been extra fired. Because what he was watching involved the word college student. That's
I don't understand.
We'll be back tomorrow, Jalen Rose. Why is that?
We're not done.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We always say we get the people what they want, and of course our podcast listeners are our favorite fans of Jalen and Jacoby because the people that just met us on TV, you know, you weren't there in the YouTube days, in the Grantland days. We had a little podcast. I would never know if Jalen Rose was going to show up. He would just ghost me for like 2 weeks. I thought maybe he would quit
the
show.
And it was two versions of me too. My name and Kangaroo. I wasn't hard to find.
Kangaroo Jalen was out there. You were hard to find. You're out there in the streets in downtown Los Angeles. You never knew when Jalen was going to show up, but now look at us. Now look at us. We have a Monday through Friday show, ESPN, real show, and you get the podcast exclusive for our podcast listeners. Now, The Last Dance, it seems like every Sunday reverberates all the way through the week. And not only is that a function of us not having live sports to watch, but it's also a function of just how good the doc is and just how juicy some of the storylines are. And this is my favorite thing that came out lately. We all remember the shot against the Cavs when Michael Jordan shot down the Cavs in the last seconds. And we remember who was guarding him. And that, of course, was Craig Elo. Great career from Craig Elo, by the way. If you're under 26, you remember him for that. But of course, one of the best moments of the documentary was Ron Harper talking about the decision for Craig Elo to be guarding Jordan. And Ron Harper was like, oh man, I was guarding him well. That should have been me. And he used some expletives that I won't use now. So Craig Elo came out, Jalen Rose. He fired shots back at Ron Harper. He's like, I played with you, Ron Harper. You were never a defensive stopper. I don't remember you ever locking anybody up. Defense was never your thing, and you never asked to guard Michael Jordan. What do you think about Craig Elo's response?
So here's what I think. Media members are always in a position to instigate. And for you youngsters out there, there's a gentleman back in the day, a show called – was it White? No, it wasn't White Shadow. Arnold Horshack. Okay, I want you guys to Google Arnold Horshack. He will be in the classroom, raising his hand, trying to get the teacher's attention. He'd be like, ooh, 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 ooh. Classic White Shadow, one of my favorite shows of all time. Thank you for that, D. And getting so enthusiastic about it.
Jalen, did you forget the question again? Did you forget the question again? This happens like once a year. This happens once a year. You think our Horseshack so hard. We are not editing this out. This happens like once a year. I love it so much. You can look at Jalen's face and it just kind of stops. So you remember?
My point is Ron Harper is somewhere jumping up and down like Arnold Horshack. And you know what? As an instigating media member, as I tie this story full circle, you know I got his number on my phone.
Harper, hit him up on speaker right now. Hit him up on speaker right now. We'll be like, did you hear what Greg Elo said about you? Do you care to respond? That's how you really instigate as a media member. We can go back and forth. Then we'll call Craig Elo. I'll get Craig Elo's number. We'll call him.
We'll bring him on
tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have an update. We'll have an update tomorrow. You text Ron Harper, we'll have an update. You just say, oh, you hear what Craig Elo says. What do you have to say? And then we'll do an update tomorrow. And then you can represent the Ron Harper side. You know I can get to Craig Elo somehow through my Caucasian connections. So I'll work my Caucasian connections.
You know what? You know what? Craig should hit you up and be mad that he ain't on your wall. Like, he should be up there.
No.
He should be
Jason Williams. I got Jason Williams and Larry Bird. You know what I mean? Those are my two NBA players I got back here. I got Jason Williams and Larry Bird. You know exactly which Jason Williams too. You know exactly which Jason Williams I got up there too. I don't need to explain at all. I love this Last Dance stuff. It just keeps going on and on and on. You know, it keeps going on and on and on. And everyone talking about the Dennis Rodman stuff, I love it. You know what? And also, like, shout to The Last Dance, not just for bringing Michael Jordan back into my life, a GOAT, but bringing back another GOAT in my life, Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra was a GOAT. You know, if you're under 30, you don't understand. You don't understand what Carmen Electra meant to us.
Kind of stories that the family ain't going to be proud to hear.
No, not at all.
You know, not like, all right, auntie. All right, mom. You know what I'm saying? All right, sis. Like, y'all was doing what?
Jalen, Beyonce got on Meg Thee Stallion Savage Remix. See, Beyonce is the best at this. She knows what to do. You know, like, she hasn't been very active for the last couple of years. It's all calculated. So she finds the hottest young act with the hottest young song that has a dance going crazy during the quarantine. And she hops on that and gives Meg Thee Stallion a huge bump. That song was trending down. Now it's back up on top. And it gives her that credibility bump too. Drake used to do this too. Drake would always find like a hot young artist who's like underground bubbling and then jump on a track. And then just everybody, rising tide floats all the boats.
Jacoby. Let me trace the steps for you, my brother.
Okay.
Both talented ladies happen to be from where?
Houston, Texas.
Boom. Beyonce happened to be married to?
Sean Carter, also known as Jay-Z, Hove.
Meg Thee Stallion being managed by?
I don't know. Was it a white an outfielder for the White Sox or something?
Now Rock Nation.
What's his name? Carl. I forgot his name. Carl. Carl Crawford. That's right. Carl Crawford. Yeah. Crawford's involved in this.
All I say is we respect everybody, but we don't want to see Jay Prince unhappy. Let's just make sure that gets said on this podcast. We don't want to see Uncle Jay Prince unhappy. So the song is dope. I did hear it. And what I want to say to you is, imagine a video. Imagine a video. Beyonce, Meg Thee Stallion, to that record. How about that, David Jacoby?
You know what? The coronavirus has taken a lot of loved ones, and it's taken a lot of live sports. It's taken a lot of just fun and joy out of our lives. But if the coronavirus takes away a Meg Thee Stallion Beyonce video from happening, that might be the straw that broke the Jacoby's back. Do you know what I mean? I might have to get in the lab and just cook up a vaccine myself. You know, because Jalen's got a lot of remedies. He's got a lot of home remedies. You know, Jalen says he doesn't take pills. He also says he never gets sick. And you know, I'm sure that like you could, if someone said, Jalen, we need you to come up. It was Fauci. Fauci dog just hits you up. Cause I know Fauci plays ball. You play ball. You know, if Fauci hits you up and is like, Jalen, we need the vaccine. What are you cooking up?
Well, the one thing, see, you have to build up your immune system first to fight off anything that we're all prone to, you know, contagion. And so one of the things I've said on this program that I do for years, and it went from key keys about it to now I go into these rich smoothie spots and they're selling it on the menu. And they bottled it up and put it in the suburban stores. And that's apple cinnamon vinegar, cayenne, lemon, all day. A little hot water, regular water, however you want to do it. It's going to taste nasty. Build up the immune system. As far as the
you know what, vaccine, Jalen, this is important. This is important.
I haven't gotten an update.
I haven't. Oh, you got the vaccine?
I got you. Okay. See, what you don't know, when I was young, I used to sign autographs on the papers I turned in fourth and fifth grade. And my name was Dr. J.
Okay, Doc.
That was my name. So what I would do, I would get the best expert from the 50 states. I will quarantine them until the vaccine is done.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. That's kind of what like evil villains do in like kids movies. You know what I mean? So I like where your head's at. I like where your head's at. Jay, there's something I need to catch up with you on. Because early on during the quarantine, you gave me an update on your adult beverage of choice. Because I feel like I think across the board, everyone's drinking more. I don't think there's anyone I've talked to is like, oh yeah, I'm drinking less during the quarantine, just getting healthy. So are you still on the Mai Tais? Are we still doing pre-mixed Mai Tais?
I'm consistent. Here are my go-tos. Haven't changed for years. I'll give you three different categories, and you're going to tell the people what your brother drinks. What do I drink in the hot category?
You like a hot toddy, you like a hot sake, but I feel like they could put the word hot in front of anything on a cocktail menu and you would order it. We've got places where you've ordered a hot toddy and I don't know what they did. They just like took a regular cocktail and put it in the microwave for 90 seconds and they brought it out because that's not a hot toddy. Like, I know how to make a hot toddy and that's not it. But sometimes I feel like they just go to the kitchen and just make like a vodka cranberry and microwave it for 90 seconds and put it in a fancy cup and you're like, oh, this is banging. This is banging. It's amazing. What's in this? Jalen asks all kinds of follow-up questions when he gets cocktails sometimes. Like he's going to make it at home. You do that. Oh, wait, let me take a picture of the bottle. What is that? Oh, triple sec? Huh? I heard of that. Sometimes I think to myself, I'm like, does this bartender really think that he's going to like go to the liquor store, buy these, and then make it home? No, he's not going to do that. He's going to get some regular sake and put it in the microwave and watch Power. Did you start over Power yet? Are you on season one? You done that yet? So, you know they'd be filming Power. They already started filming the next Power. It's delayed right now. We need an update. What's happening? I bet this thing is delayed Power by like a year and a half. I never thought
that's
about
why that.
You
to come on with us. So let me you answered the first category. Hot toddy.
Hot sauce.
Mai Tai are basically the same family. It's just not hot, right? So you got that one covered.
Not even close to close. Not even close to close, the same family. They're not related. They're not even close to close to related. Not even close to close to related.
They're what I consider my dark liquor drinks.
Okay. Not even true. No idea what you're talking about. It's so adorable.
Now, what do I like in the beer category?
You don't really like beer. You know what I mean? But
I drink.
But you know what? You know, one time I got him a michelada, and anyone who lives in LA or Southern California knows how good a michelada is. You did the same thing with that. You were like, what is this? What is it? This is banging. What is this? It's basically just like tomato juice and beer.
And so instead of doing beer, I do sake.
Yeah.
You know, I do sake instead of doing beer. And if I was going to get wine, what kind of wine would I get?
Red wine. And then they're like, oh, would you like the Chardonnay? Would you like the Merlot? Would you like the Riesling or whatever? I know Riesling's not red, but like that's just all over Jalen's head. Jalen's just like, I'll take whichever one you say last, he'll say. Yeah, that's it. Would you like the Pinot Noir? Or the we've got a good Argentinian,
and yeah, that
like
one,
Argentinian. That one. Whatever they say, yeah, that one. Yeah, I'll take that one. Sure.
Whatever the last one they say, that's the one I say. Yeah.
That's like we went to wine country once, and like they talk so much about the wine, and me and my wife are just looking at them like, dog, how about less talking, more handing me wine? All right. Appreciate the education, but like, I don't care. I don't care what temperature you keep these grapes at. I don't care where the grapes dad came from. I don't care anything about this. Oh, well, we put it on the slope because when the sun comes up from the east, it's like, no, I don't care. I don't care about any of this. Let me get some cheese and some wine pronto. Thank you.
So those have been mine. Sake, red wine, and Mai Tai pre-made. What about yours?
So I've been going, first of all, it is nice to only enjoy adult beverages at the house because you can kind of keep track on how much you're drinking. You know what I mean? Because you bring a bottle of liquor in the house. I'm the only one drinking it. The kids don't drink. My wife does wine. So I can monitor how much I'm going through. Sometimes I'll be like, wait, when did I get this bottle? 2 days ago? I got to slow down. I can't be below the label already. You know what I mean? So that's kind of how I just gauge my intake. Because if you're out at bars and stuff, you can't really gauge what you've gone through over the course of the week.
And you're not counting them.
To answer your questions, I go a bottle of Tito's and a bottle of Bullet Bourbon. That's what I got. My wife is Jamaican. She got some overproof rum. So we got some of that in the house. She mixed a little cocktail. She got some triple sec. So do a little rum, a little like pineapple juice, a little lime juice, a little triple sec, you know, mix that up in the shaker, strain it out over ice, a little bit of that. But usually I'm too lazy for that. And I'll just drink like some bourbon on the rocks. You know, that's what I'm doing. But I'm doing too much of it. Early on, I went a little too hard. I had to slow down because we got a handle of bourbon and I went to a handle of bourbon in like 10 days. Yeah. I was like, yo, this ain't happening.
You're going to have days.
But you know what I do like? You know what I do like? We're running out of time. I do like that Friday feels like Friday. You know, I get together with all my friends on Zoom and play poker. I stay up past midnight, have a couple extra ones. I still make Friday feel like Friday because Saturday morning my kids get to watch movies. So I just put them down there, throw some food in front of them like a dog, and just leave them there, go back upstairs and sleep until 9:30 a.m. Can't wait for Saturday morning. 9:30 a.m.
You know what I mean?
Jalen, I really appreciate you taking the extra time to do the podcast exclusive. We'll always try to do the podcast exclusive for our podcast people. You know, the shows are getting a little shorter. We're just trying to work on some things behind the scenes. But stay with us, and we'll always give you what you want. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.
Thanks so much for listening to Jalen Jacoby. Make sure you listen to our girl, Mina Kimes podcast, The Daily, as well. We'll be back tomorrow.